with the broadcast.
All right, Doctor, the first thing that the listener, and especially you said, well, how is that and catch up on sprain? You're dealing, guide us.
They are the first to suspicion. Grab, they describe it in, could.
I think your biggest thing, or what you biggest said there, was that mechanism of watching that patient, how he could. Kind of explain that, because I know every time that I would be watching them in anything, see somebody in soccer kind of come down that body, or especially in the football setting where kind of wrap up from behind, yeah. Come down, you've got that foot from behind them. My thought always goes to the foot, and so kind of in that, if you could.
So usually, you know, we see a lot of the just scrum, where they're up on their toes, he falls directly, or plantar flex foot, rotational mechanism in addition to that, and that is your foot's plantar flex, the guy in front of you, he falls to your foot in time, and aware of how, and most of these most suspicious.
Well, I know you talked about two of which, what's the prevalence in both? And obviously, potentially more are going to come to you that are operatively, mm-hmm. Just because the athletic trainer is going to catch it, whomever, and or they're, but kind of how prevalent?
I'd say it's, I suspect that, I'd say even another 50% requires. There are probably more non-obvious out there. Diagnosis, probably 50%.
Now, what would you, I know all over diagnosis already, but what would be one thing to say for those athletes that's different?
Right.
True.
So it's hard. You know, some of these, if they have a disruption at first torso, a lot of those patients compare one side to the other. We don't expect ultimately that is stressing. I caution, because some of these guys are just walk around on for a couple, can't play, but they're tough enough. I think you really have to suspicious fully of types of missing.
So the next, you said, not extremely professional sport, more in the
yeah.
But kind of go a little bit in. What are the things that, because for us as those colleges, we're going to see a lot of activists. We're going to see,
yeah.
we may be active individuals that are in that age
range. Right.
And what can we help to prevent, and what can
support? So I think the first thing, probably high school, the bottom line is the first little provider, or the families, or the coaches, some of the facility, even though high school athletes have these. One thing I would say to look for is a lot of these local mid-sized, whether it be, we know that prior, I always lump my tendon, poppy. You know, that tells me that their tendon quality may somewhat come the poor tissue approach in most athletic player, Kevin Achilles, not their swollen peritoneum or their scar tissue. I think those people need to be advised, their Achilles, that prodromal tendonitis. Things are the levicoid tendonitis following short course of and I try to stay away from.
See any of it coming along? Just don't have that, seeing a lot of those that don't have, right. That have that long.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a foot and ankle. A ton of Achilles, forefoot. All these problems, I think it's important to isolate extended, and you flex them. And a lot of these people have normal dorsiflexion, efflexed, whereas if I extend it. So in those patients, stretching to do that, a lot of these patients are in calf stretch, and they think they're stretching in order to have an important thing to catch on or to pick up to probably the most cut out.
One of the other things, I've a few of these ruptures, so I've not the actual ability to hear Thomas as much. It was kind of interesting, the video, yeah. After, even with plate rupture. So that's one thing that I guess we think about as much is, all right, let's test, and that kind of goes back to old days of learning your special testing, bilateral test.
It's very, very, I know that Achilles rupture, misdiagnosed a doctor in ER, and I walked around pretty well at the time, the compartment, the plantar flex pretty effectively, the ER, they did the Thompson's, I'm going to find out, I think that you have to do contralateral test. These patients, they're going to have, just put them prone on them, both their, that way you can flexion both non-injured, that's going to be in the Thompson's, they don't have a very, Thompson's test is an MRI, and clearly your Achilles can palpate, examining both side.
Especially you think some of those large fat.
Yeah, if you have a huge compartment, they're going to be a big compartment. In those patients.
I caught close. That, but I wasn't going
to
point it out.
Hey, I'll point it out.
Right. Right. You mentioned the calf stretch. Big fan of like that. Is the gastroc?
I don't for that.
Okay.
I think the foam roller's helpful athlete. And
well, actually, I hate it.
Yeah.
Hurt 30. So.
Yeah.
All right, maybe I really need to do this.
I think it's for athletic training. It's pretty easy. Requires. So.
Yeah.
But I think that in the athletic training, if you've got room.
Especially a lot of those,
yeah.
Depending on where you're going, those are all that are going to them. I'm good.
All right, Dr. Easier,
I've got a website.com, or you can find me.
If you have any questions,
absolutely.
Great talk. Great.